Trump's Gaza proposal ignites establishment media meltdown, Genocide Joe never looked so good. By Wendell Hasebo on February 5, 2025. The establishment media gave extremely negative reviews to President Donald Trump's announcement that the U.S. would take control of Gaza, underscoring Americans' mistrust of the media. The announcement immediately caused many reporters to spread conspiracy theories and suggest Trump would be starting a war in Gaza, while members of the radical left rushed to the White House to protest the historic announcement. "The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it too," Trump said Tuesday night. "We'll love it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous bombs and other weapons on the site, and get rid of the destroyed buildings, and create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing." By Wednesday morning, the media appeared to have set its narrative. Genocide Joe never looked so good, Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank wrote. How's that working out now? Greenland, Panama, Canada and now Gaza. The sun will never set on Trump's colonial empire, he whined later in the article. NPR, an organization that is taxpayer-funded, wrote the headline, "Trump says the U.S. will take over Gaza and relocate its people." What does it mean? The story platformed Hamas and framed the terror organization as a victim. Hamas has also rejected the idea, as it prepares this week to negotiate with Israel on the next phase of their tenuous ceasefire agreement in Gaza. The two sides have been exchanging hostages and prisoners after a 15-month war that has traumatized both societies and left much of Gaza a wasteland. And Trump's statements add more uncertainty to the future of Gaza and the ceasefire. Reuters painted Trump's announcement as the president's attempt to build a hotel in Gaza, a conspiracy theory many reporters pushed Tuesday. He said he envisioned building a resort where international communities could live in harmony. The outlet wrote, noting Trump's largely transactional relationships and viewing the world as one large business opportunity. The New York Times' Amanda Taub elicited responses from alleged experts on the region who condemned Trump's idea as a crime. Janina Dill, the co-director of the Oxford Institute for Ethics, Law, and Armed Conflict, said in a statement that forcing Gazans to leave would be a crime. The scale of such an undertaking, the level of coercion and force required, hence the gravity, make this a straightforward crime against humanity. And even if Gaza is not considered part of a state, U.S. annexation of the territory would still violate the civilian population's right to self-determination. The International Court of Justice has ruled twice that the Palestinian people are entitled to that right within Gaza. If you take it without their consent, you're violating their right to self-determination, Professor Milanovic said. There's really no doubt about that. The coverage of Trump's announcement underscores why trust in the establishment media to report current events fully, accurately and fairly plummeted to a record low in 2024, according to Gallup polling from October. The decline in trust indicates a lack of credibility due to pushing false narratives, such as Hunter Biden's laptop story, Russian collusion, the source of the 2020 pandemic, the January 6 investigation, and numerous hoaxes. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.